Before you tuck into this podcast, take a moment to think about John Stone Premium Irish Dry-Aged Beef. Sourced from family-owned farms, fed on lush green grass, and aged to perfection by our master butchers. And not just John Stone beef, think about our delicious West Coast lamb and Atlantic smoked salmon. Use promo code JSBDO at johnstonebeef.com for free delivery anywhere in Ireland. John Stone, a lifetime in the making.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie today, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, The Snail Box. And The Snail Box is, it's a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant nestled in the heart of Ashburn in County Meath, known for its mouth-watering food, warm, family-friendly atmosphere and breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin and Louth. The Snail Box is more than just a dining spot. It is an experience. Now, right now, they are on a mission to set a Guinness World Record for the largest baseball hat collection in the world. And they need your help. Bring in a unique hat from anywhere in the world and swap it for an exclusive Snail Box hat. You can join them in this historic challenge while enjoying a delightful meal. Katie, have you been to the Snail Box?
Have
you brought a baseball cap in?
I haven't. I actually must bring a baseball cap because all the times I go up there, I actually never think to, but I will.
Okay, make it your business, please, because they're setting about breaking a world record.
They must be nearly there now, are they?
They've thousands of baseball caps on the roof, and they're setting a world record. Well, they're aiming to set a world record. So please, if you can help, please do visit the Snail Box. Get a baseball cap when you're on your holidays. Bring it in to the lads. They'll exchange you for one of their own, and job's done, and they get... that's something I'll myself
sure
and my wife always do.
A creamy pint there. Oh, brother.
No better place.
No, sitting outside on the bench looking at literally Meath, Louth and Dublin. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gorgeous.
And the Snail Box is just 20 minutes from the M50 and a perfect spot for good food, good fun and making history. So our thanks to Philip and all of the staff at the Snail Box for supporting us continually since we started this podcast 3 years ago. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I want you to have a listen to this message that we got, and it says, I feel sick to my stomach, even writing this. I was in a late night bar in Talla on Saturday night, and I got talking to this cracker of a young one, or so I effing thought. We ended up having a bit of a kiss, full on snogging, to be honest, you know yourself. Anyway, I was up at the bar after when a woman approached me and told me that this woman I was with, and he writes that in quotes, this woman I was with used to be a man and fully transitioned last year. I thought she was ripping the piss, but when I asked this woman, she confirmed that she had transitioned. You would never have known this was an effing man once, but I was obviously grossed out. So I said no effing way straight to her face and I legged it off and didn't look back. But then I got a message from him stroke her telling me I was a homophobe and a transphobe. What the actual F? I can't tell anyone what happened because it's so disgusting, but trans people should tell someone they are hooking up with, even if it's just a kiss, that they used to be a man or a woman. It's basic decency. Not everyone is comfortable being intimate with trans people. It doesn't make me a homophobe or a transphobe. I just don't want my tongue in the mouth of some effer that used to be a dude. The whole world is effed. There's a lot of language in this. And I'm the homophobe for being so disgusted. Now, that's from a guy who doesn't want us to read out his name, but for the purposes of today's conversation, we're going to call him Gary, okay? So he doesn't want his name mentioned, so we're just going to refer to him during this conversation as Gary. What did you make of that, Katie?
Oh, I'd be angry too. I can get Gary's anger.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be happy. It's calling.
Okay, I want to just read one word. When you're out socialising, when you're on the club scene or whatever, and you're hooking up with people face-to-face, not through an app, but face-to-face, you're drawn to somebody by their physical looks, yeah? Mm-hmm. Agreed? That's the first rule of attraction. So he described in the message to us this woman as a cracker. What more do you want? A cracker.
Probably not a previous penis, I'd imagine.
He was drawn to a woman that is, by his own description, a cracker.
But a woman who used to have a penis.
Correct.
That would be enough.
But has fully transitioned.
Doesn't matter.
And is now a woman.
Doesn't matter. This person used to have a penis. I know myself, if I were single and I were in a club and I got with someone or anywhere and they told me they used to have a vagina and periods and everything else that went with being a woman, I wouldn't find that... I would find that a turn off. And I know you're saying physically, what does it matter? Because the attraction is still the same. It's the knowledge that they were born with male genitalia. He's not a homosexual. He's a straight man.
No. But he's a straight man who's with a woman. This is a person who has transitioned.
Ah, stop. Don't tell me if you are single and
this
on the
person,
club.
This individual has fully transitioned to being a
don't
woman.
Don't tell me if you are single.
By,
and
by Gary's own admission, a cracker. C-R-A-C-K-E-R.
Okay, don't tell me that if you were single and you got with someone, regardless of whether the attraction was there or not, don't tell me that you wouldn't be turned off to find out that they had the same genitalia as you then.
Had?
It doesn't matter.
But doesn't anymore. Fully transitioned.
So are you telling me that if you were this guy, you would have kept going to see where it goes?
No, I'm not saying that either. But I certainly wouldn't be throwing my toys out of the pram and having a hissy fit.
He was disgusted by it. He's not a gay man. He's a straight man who... I know for me, if I were single and I were hooking up with someone, I like men. I like manly men. I do not want somebody who used to have a vagina. As a straight woman... I am attracted to men. What this person might identify as female and consider herself female now.
And this person, in the eyes of the law, will be identified as female.
But
recognized as female.
The parts
Jesus,
are fake.
Jesus, half the people walking around the streets today have fake parts.
But
fake tits, fake arses.
But they're fake. Okay, so what about if he got home and this person hadn't fully transitioned and he took this person home and she whipped out a penis? What's the difference?
But that's
then?
Not the conversation because
but,
they didn't
okay,
get
so
to that
down
stage.
To a piece of skin.
They didn't get down to that
it's
stage.
Not to,
and ultimately, this person obviously would have told Gary, and that's not his name, by the way.
I think you're. So ultimately, what you're saying is this comes down to something as simple. I don't think it's as simple as what actually lies between the legs. I think it comes down to one, the lie, because it was a bit of a con job here. This person should have said. She should have said. This person should have said, I used to be a man, I have transitioned. Be honest. It's scamming someone, and some people aren't comfortable with being
scamming someone.
Yes. Some people aren't comfortable. I wouldn't want to be a trans person.
Okay, that therefore is.
I wouldn't want to be intimate with a trans person.
You don't recognize somebody as a woman if they become a woman after transitioning. Is that right? You're not prepared to accept that that's now a woman, no?
I accept that this person identifies as female. But in
no, it's gone through a full transition, has breasts, has a new vagina, has done everything. What more do you want?
I want a real man with real testosterone.
That's very insulting to people
a
who've had boob
macho
jobs,
guy.
By the way. Same
that's,
thing.
That's different.
No, it's not.
That's
it's fake.
Different.
It's
you're,
fake.
I also don't like fake tits. And I'm not a lesbian. I don't like them. I'm like, although then again, I suppose some women it is a mental thing. That's fine. But I'm not being asked to feel them. I'm not being conned into being with someone. This is very, I don't even know how you can compare fake tits to fake genitals and then duping someone into getting with you.
Okay, he's been called a homophobe and a transphobe for his reaction when he was told the other night that this cracker that he was snogging was previously a man but had fully transitioned.
But at one point he had semen and sperm rolling around his body. Think about that for a minute.
But he doesn't
anymore. As a
anymore,
straight man,
because
straight
he
man,
is now
think
a
about
she.
That. It doesn't matter. What kind of world are we living in now that someone can't go out and okay, Kate, then don't get together with a trans man. Simple. I was asked my opinion, Robert. Calm down there.
If you'd like to get involved in this conversation, our number is 085 825 2626. Let's kick off with Jess.
I can't come on, but I saw the topic for today, and oh my God, not a lottery. Like, he's 100% right. If that happened to me, I honest to God would be puking my ring up after. I'd actually just full on vomit. If you're not going to be honest with someone about that kind of thing, that you used to be a he and now you're a she, or this, that, and the other, that you're a fucking transformer, like, then prepare to be alone for the rest of your fucking life. Sorry, but ugh.
Before you tuck into this podcast, take a moment to think about John Stone Premium Irish Dry Aged Beef. Sourced from family-owned farms, fed on lush green grass, and aged to perfection by our master butchers. And not just John Stone beef. Think about our delicious West Coast lamb and Atlantic smoked salmon. Use promo code JSBDO at johnstonebeef.com for free delivery anywhere in Ireland. John Stone, a lifetime in the making.
Maybe you're thinking today it's impossible to make lunch. Maybe you're not thinking about lunch at all. But thanks to Knorr Snackpots, anything is possible. Tuck into a tasty sun-kissed tomato and mozzarella. Mwah! Go for comfort. A creamy carbonara with smoky bacon bits. Or give your taste buds a spicy tingle with cheeky new cheddar and jalapeno. Ready in less than 5 minutes and now in 7 delicious flavours. Try a different one each day. Knorr Snackpots. Which one will you choose?
Gloria, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gloria?
Okay, good.
Well, Gloria, what did you want to say on this?
Well, when they were in the pub or wherever they were, like, no one's thinking of asking these questions. They obviously hit it off, and somewhere along the line, they were snogging, and he didn't know, and there wasn't time for anybody probably to say anything. And when he found out, he just went berserk. If that was me, I would have went over and sat down and said, listen, you know, I heard you were trans and it's not going to work out, you know. I think you should get over it, like, you know what I mean? It was just a spur of the moment.
He was shocked, though. You would be shocked.
I know he would be,
even harder for men, because I think men are more, especially straight men wouldn't be that way inclined.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is he's been given out to because he's been described by this individual as a homophobe and a transphobe, yeah? Now, you're either one or the other, but anyway, but a homophobe and a
transphobe. Shouldn't be sending him letters anyway to be saying anything, you know, that's not fair. So there's no early lips.
Here's the point I was about to make is, they'd already gotten to the stage after kissing for however long they were, yeah? They'd already gotten to the stage of exchanging phone numbers, so he was that interested in her that they exchanged phone numbers.
Well, I think previously having a penis is a fair deal breaker.
What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, so if I go out and there's a Merc outside, if I go out and take a badge off a Merc and stick it on my car, can I say I drive a Merc?
Now you do not recognise people who are trans.
But no. But can I say I drive a Merc?
Well, obviously not. You stuck a sticker on a Merc.
When she went there, she had no intentions of meeting someone or something.
Correct.
She's sitting there and she's just thinking, I'm a woman. She's not thinking, oh, I'm going to tell him now that I've changed.
It's not the genitals, Gloria. It's the lie. Yeah. It's, you're duping someone. Not everybody has.
Yeah, but she wasn't really lying.
Hang on, Katie. Hang on for one second.
She
didn't
lie.
Let me give you another example and something that we've spoken about on this show before. You get with somebody, you're kissing her, you're swapping numbers, and she's a mother, she's a single mother of three kids at home. Should she tell you that straight away?
That is different.
How is it different?
Because somebody has the right to know if they're going to get intimate with somebody, if they used to have a penis. Is this the world we live in now where we're actually arguing over some people getting with people who have penises and vaginas?
The thing is that people go out and when they're out, things happen, like they're snogging straight away. They should have waited and had a conversation.
Gloria, this comes down to me, for some people aren't comfortable being intimate with somebody who's trans. I would not be comfortable being intimate with somebody who's trans because, as I said earlier in the show, I'm a straight woman, therefore I like real men with real penises.
Okay, so we have to tell the truth immediately before you even lunge in for a kiss.
The fair thing to do is like, look, before we take this any further, I'm going to be honest with you.
Why would you do that when you're going out for a night out and you just happen to meet somebody on the sport?
Again, Katie, I can't stress this enough.
This is insane.
This guy, Gary... I can't stress this enough. This guy, Gary, described this woman as a cracker. Isn't that what a bloke is looking for?
A bloke, a straight man, is allowed to be turned off by somebody having the same genitals as them.
Well, she doesn't.
She did.
Did.
She did.
Did.
So, like, this person would have had the exact... I just can't believe that you're even arguing this. Of course somebody has the right, and he has the right to be angry. I would be angry too. I would be really angry. And, you know, it's kind of scary that this is now something people should be thinking about, because there are people... I know I'm not on my own here. I know I'm not on my own.
But also,
this guy...
That trans fella or woman, whatever, he was in great danger in a way, because some fellas wouldn't take that with, you know, pinch of salt.
No, and in fact, Gary, by his own admission, he said, I got a message from her, he writes him, her, telling me I was a homophobe and a transphobe.
She's no business to be...
The world has gone crazy, and I find it very hard to deal with all this stuff. I don't know if it's just me, but I find it very hard, this force thing there is on people to accept. And this person who had the sex change was taking it upon herself, because I'm not going to misgender her here, I'm not going to be disrespectful, was taking it on herself.
You're already being disrespectful.
No, because I'm giving my opinion, well, but I'm not misgendering her.
So Casey, what you want, somebody who's trans to wear a t-shirt saying, I used to be a man.
No, I think if it's going down the road that it's going to be getting intimate, I think this person should say, because intimate, this is an intimate thing. This is, you know, your genitals.
They were only kissing now, okay? They weren't in bed together.
But if it were to go any further, even before that, she should say, look, you know, I'm just letting you know, I am a woman. I consider myself female. I have transitioned. I have no male genitalia anymore. And let him decide. Give him the choice. This is people making the decision for everybody else again. And I've said it on a previous podcast that everybody has to be on board and okay. And if you're not okay and you're not playing by certain narrative, then you're a homophobe or you're this, that and the other. Every person has the right to be turned off, particularly by something like this. And this woman took it upon herself to think, oh, well, he'll have to be okay with it because I'm a woman. That's not fair.
Let me go to Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Well, Robbie, what did you want to say on this? This guy's been branded a homophobe and a transphobe for blanking or ghosting this woman because he found out that this woman used to be a man.
No, I don't think he is. He reacted like, you know, he probably got the shock of his life. Like, as I said earlier on Facebook, she should have told him beforehand.
So hang on, you're getting with somebody in a club scenario or a bar or whatever.
No, but this is what I was going to say after that. Like, you know, it's probably very, very difficult for that girl to actually meet anybody in the pub because it's not exactly something you can, you know, casually introduce into a conversation. But unfortunately, that's just something she's going to have to get used to. Because she is putting herself in real potential danger.
I got a voice note there from a woman called Helen, she's giving out because I'm saying real woman or real man. I am sorry, but I do consider people who... Nobody has to get on board, okay? Nobody has to be okay with all of this. This is all...
Yeah, but you're being very aggressive when you say it, okay?
And you really are, Casey.
It's because there is a forcing on...
No one's forcing people to be with trans.
Robbie... It's forced when you're called a homophobe or whatever else because you don't.
Well, no, yeah. If you're going to be calling people a homophobe because you're not accepting it,
I believe in science. I believe that you are born.
I believe in science.
I believe that you are born a man or you are born a woman. And
Casey,
that is my
right to believe that. I'm going to read again from Gary's own message. Yeah, he says you would never have known that this was an effing man once. That's how wonderful this girl looked.
Look, we're all entitled to our opinions. My opinion is science, biology.
Robbie, stay there for a second. Let me just have a listen to Helen's message.
Katie, as the mother of a transgender daughter now, I don't feel that you saying a real man or a real woman is very it's very nice. She is a real woman now. Yes, she used to be a man, but now she's a real woman. So please stop saying real woman or real man. They are now real women or real men.
Now,
Jesus Christ, what is wrong with this world? It's as simple as this for me, okay? Now, whatever way somebody wants to identify, and this isn't me being aggressive. People are hearing aggressive because they don't like what I'm saying, and I'm sorry for you. You want to live in your little bubble? That's fine. I don't care. I don't live in a world where I have to go on the narrative and go on what everyone else says. Somebody wants to identify as male or female. Absolutely, that is their right. And I won't be disrespectful by misgendering them. But at the back of it all, I will be respectful. But at the back of it all, I will be thinking, if you are born with a penis, you are a man. If you are born with a vagina,
so therefore, Katie, you've come around to admitting
it. I don't want to have sex.
Finally,
with
you've come around to admit it that you do not accept trans people. That's what you just said.
No. I accept that they want that they are what they are, and they want to. And I will call them what they want to be called, and I will do everything, and I will be respectful. But I think the hospital is saying pregnant people. No, I'm sorry. It is pregnant women. Oh, get your, what was the thing I saw about the pregnant women and people with a womb on a HSE ad? Pregnant women and people with a womb. I'm sorry, no.
Trans women can still have a womb. Or trans men. I get confused sometimes.
No, you don't even know what you're talking about.
Somebody who's transitioned to be a man can still have a womb.
Penis equals man. Vagina equals woman. It's biology.
Let's just cut to the chase here. You accept trans people. That's basically it.
No, I'm not saying I don't accept trans people. I accept people for what they are. And if somebody, if you turn around to me tomorrow and I want to be called Adrian, I identify as a woman, I will grant you that respect. I will say, okay, she, and I've not misgendered this person once since the start of the show, but I will preface everything I'm saying by saying that I do believe that the gender you're born with is the gender you are. Now, gender dysphoria is actually classed as an illness. It's actually classed as a mental health disorder. If you look at it on the World Health Organization, the NHS, HSE, everything else, it is classed as a mental disorder.
Okay, so again,
I will not disrespect you. I will call you what you
are. You are disrespecting them already. You are disrespecting them by saying you don't accept them. Robbie,
you're twisting my words.
Robbie, let me go back to the point of something that you said a moment ago. And in fact, I just got another message in here a second ago, which I'll read to you. Let me read this message first. We were talking about the danger that this woman is potentially putting herself in. This message said, "My son was on holidays in Thailand years ago and brought a beautiful woman back to his room to find out he was a ladyboy. It's a very dangerous thing to do because he had drinks on him and he was going to kill him or her. Whatever is your sexuality, just be truthful and nobody will get hurt." And that goes back to the point that was made that this woman, perhaps from the get-go, should be telling whoever she's hooking up with her background, her history.
Well, I wouldn't say history, but she can have a chat with somebody, like, you know, having an ask. But if it wasn't going even as far as a kiss, then she should be telling them for the very simple reason that, even if after a kiss, and she says, by the way, you know, I transitioned from male to female. There's a lot of men out there who would hit her a dig. And then they'd probably get a hiding then, because if people didn't hear what happened, they would just see a man punching a woman.
Yeah.
It would just be anarchy.
Sorry, Kate, go on.
I just can't believe, like, I know the way the world is going and acceptance.
Nobody cares, you can believe it or not.
Robbie, get down off your high horse. You're constantly on here trying to be all that is sound mind, but then you're saying you're all that is accepting and tolerant, but then you're still saying in the
same
breath.
What's wrong with being accepting and tolerant?
No, but he's trying to be overly, okay, anyone who doubts this is this, that, and the other. But then in the same breath, he's still saying she should tell him. So if it doesn't matter, Robbie, why should she still tell him? That's what I really want to guess.
Obviously, it's going to eventually come up in conversation.
Okay. But even if it never comes up in conversation, she never decides to tell him, well, actually, I used
well,
to.
But then she's being dishonest.
You're being dishonest from the moment you get intimate with someone and you don't tell them.
Yes.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Robbie, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in Jonathan.
Well, Adrian and Katie, how are you getting on? Hope you're having a good day today. Regarding the topic itself, yeah, it's dishonest, isn't it? It's what it is. It's just dishonest. She's a dishonest person. to keep that to herself, not to tell the person that she's going to be with. You know, not everyone's going to be okay with this, as that lad himself clearly was not okay with. But then to start ringing him and abusing him and calling him names because you lied to him, because he wouldn't feed into your bleeding delusion, it's just selfish and dishonest is what it is, to my mind. Cheers, bye-bye.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Are you ready for a February midterm break full of magic, enchanting adventures and unforgettable moments at Disneyland Paris? Book now with Abbey Travel and enjoy all that and more for just €107 per person per night at Disney Hotel Cheyenne, including park tickets. Hurry, visit abbeytravel.ie or call 01804-7185 to book now. Conditions apply.
Every visit to the Virgin Media Playhouse brings amazing offers. Like 500 meg superfast reliable broadband for just €35 a month for 12 months with no activation fee. And that's just for starters. Discover more at virginmedia.ie and switch today. Virgin Media. It's playtime.
T's and C's apply. See virginmedia.ie. Subject to location and availability. New customers only. 12-month contract. 500 meg broadband. €70 thereafter.
Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, Adrian. You well?
Good, thanks, Eddie. What did you want to say on this? This guy, Gary, has been called a homophobe, a transphobe for flying off the handle when he found out that the woman that he was with, the cracker that he was with, that you would never know had been a man, was a man, basically, in her past. What did you want to say?
Look, a good swift kick in the bollocks will sort out your gender confusion. I'm with Katie on this. And if I was that guy and I got duped, because let's be honest, you are being duped, you're being sold a pup, I'd probably fuck a drink on them or slap them in the face. I'd be that disgusted.
And as you heard the message I read out a minute ago, my son was in Thailand, brought a woman back to his room, discovered it was a ladyboy and was going to kill the person stone dead. The fact of the matter is, you think that she's putting herself in danger, do you?
No, I'm not saying she's putting herself in danger. I'm just saying they're not being who you think they are. Like, sure.
Eddie, are half of us what people think we are now, in fairness?
No, but look, Adrian, if that happened to me in a pub, right, and it must actually happen because this fucking day and age we live in, everyone identifies as fucking something from a toaster to a bleeding cat, right? It must happen more than we realise. And fellas don't obviously talk about it because that'll never leave them. They'll get fucking slagged for the rest of our days. But
I find that really sad. Like, this guy now, this could be classed as traumatic for this guy.
Traumatic? Yes.
I'm not joking. Yeah. I'd be
sorry, Katie. Hang on.
Yeah. I'd be disgusted.
Yeah.
If you're out as a young fella, a young man,
yeah, I think this could be traumatic, on the club especially scene, for a man.
What is your aim in life is to get off with a cracker.
No, listen,
and that's exactly what he did.
Listen,
you know what, Adrian?
No.
You're only playing devil's advocate for the sake of the podcast.
Is, because I know
if you were out on the piss with me and a lovely dolly board come up to you
and you
start tonguing whore and then later on you found out that she was a bloke, you'd be disgusted, but you're just afraid to say it.
Not really.
Get off the fence. You must have splinters of your own.
The fact of the matter is, Eddie, all you're looking for is a woman who'll turn your head, and she did exactly that.
So you
she
are did saying...
She was a cracker.
If you weren't married and in a relationship, if you went out tonight, you got intimate with somebody who was good looking, and you found out, and this person actually turned around and said to you, well, actually, I'm going to tell you now, I used to have a penis. I don't. I'm transitioned. I'm female, I'm a woman, blah, 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 you would continue. You would be able to feel
I'm
this
not saying
person
I can,
and
I'm
enjoy
not saying
this
I'd necessarily continue,
body.
But I certainly wouldn't fly off the handle and lose it and be grossed out
that. Just don't interrupt me for a second. Just get into the mindset for a second.
I want to read what Gary said. I said, no fucking way to his, her face, and I legged it and didn't look back. Now, seriously,
I can understand how that would be for a man. He's been duped. And men, as I said earlier in the podcast, I think most women would agree with me, but I think it's more difficult for a man because I think men are more likely to be grossed out if they're straight by the thought of touching or tasting or feeling another man's body, regardless of what's there now. There was a penis there once, and not only that,
but they hadn't even got to that base yet.
Let's take all that aside. It is this guy's right to be disgusted. Not everybody has to be on board to the point of intimacy.
There's no need for rudeness. There's no need for being obnoxious. Just, oh, look, this isn't for me, and head off. Instead, he stormed off.
He was obviously
threw his
shocked.
Toys out of the pram.
He was obviously shocked.
What he actually done? What he actually done? I think was quite fucking tame.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have walked off like I would have belted her.
Oh, no,
or him or whatever. I'm not joking. Or fuck the drink. Or there's no way I'm having that. Not
this,
a bleeding
this
hole.
Just comes back, Eddie, to what I said on a recent podcast, that this is being forced on people now to the point that you have to be intimate with them.
What's being forced on people?
Oh, I said this to Jeremy. Do we have to go over it? It is being forced. It's been all this. You have all this. Okay, you can accept somebody for what they are, but you can also believe the science. So if I don't want to get intimate with somebody who used to be a woman, or if Gary doesn't want to get intimate with somebody who used to be a man, that doesn't make him homophobic or transphobic.
His reaction to it does.
No, it doesn't. He was shocked. This guy has been pigeonholed for reaction.
All he had to say was, "Oh, I wasn't really expecting that. This isn't really for me and head off on his merry little way.
We're not talking
Jesus
about the
Christ,
here.
Adrian.
We're not talking
it's
about
one of the biggest
here.
Shocks that's ever going to happen to you in your life. You're going to be flabbergasted. You're not just going to go.
And then you've rambles like Eddie that would assault somebody for finding out this information.
But people react differently. And it's this is what I'm saying. You're saying who's forcing this? It's being forced on society as a whole because the videos.
What's being forced?
It's being taught in schools.
What's being forced?
It's all over TikTok. There's a narrative. And if you.
Oh, please be accepting of people for who they are.
No, but there's a narrative as well now. This person didn't want to get intimate with this person. This person did a legger, didn't get aggressive, said, sorry, bud, no, ran away. You're saying it's disrespectful. That's a matter of opinion. I actually think he handled it very, very well. That puts him, in this woman's opinion, into a pigeonhole of being a homophobe. This person who you duped, I am sorry if you're listening, chances are this person, she probably saw the post and knew it was about her, because I mean, how common are stories like this? If you are listening, this guy does not
have to accept.
In
fact, I have her friend on the line here now.
Oh, great. Okay. And has this been verified, JJ?
Yeah, it has been.
You
sure? It has been, yep.
Okay.
Because we know this woman's name. It's actually in the original message, but we blanked it out. And Alex, that is your friend, is that right, that we're talking about? And nobody has been named here, obviously, and I don't want anybody to be named here, if that's okay with you. You think that this is your friend that's being talked about here?
It absolutely is, Adrian, yes. And I have to say, this has been an ongoing issue for many years for her. I'm just cognizant of the fact that I won't name her if you don't mind.
No, I don't want you to name her.
It seems to be par for the course for her, because she has struggled over many, many years to form relationships with anybody because of the homophobic and transphobic nature of Irish society, and it's become a bit too much. There has been many, many occasions where she has been physically assaulted by these guys, and Gary's reaction was just the norm, and let me ask you then.
Your friend, who again we're not going to name, and I'm very conscious that this individual is not identified, your friend transitioned a couple of years ago, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Adrian. I've known her for a long, long time, even pre-transition. She was always very effeminate, and genetically pre-transition was a head turner even before, and even more so now, and that she's in the body that she always wanted to be in.
Okay, so she's a good looking woman that turns heads, and even this guy, Gary described her as a cracker, and you would say she absolutely is.
Oh, absolutely.
Alex, can you not accept
a lot of attention.
That someone like Gary, who contacted us, can you not accept why he would feel duped?
Duped by what?
I'm sorry, I don't fall for this victim mentality.
She is
I think
a woman.
The victim in this is a person who is lied to.
The fact of the matter is that he got off with a woman who's gorgeous, who's a cracker,
assaulting,
a head turner.
Assaulting this woman, absolutely disgusting. I don't agree with anybody assaulting someone, but I can understand the anger of feeling duped and probably a little bit sick by what happened.
Okay, so let me ask you then, Alex. The argument here is, and what I'm hearing from a number of people, is that she should come clean as soon as she meets somebody and admit to the person that she's about to kiss or hold hands with or whatever, that she was at one time in her life a man. Why does she not do that?
She and I have had many conversations about this, Adrian, in relation to forming relationships with guys that she quite likes. And we often chat about it. And it seems counterintuitive to go to a club or a pub and get chatting to some guy and from the outset mention this. I mean, you have to form. A snog on occasion happens, like, you know, suddenly, but she likes to talk to guys before she does that because she does have a bit of class. It's not like any other snapper knocking around at the weekend, snogging every Tom, Dick and
Harry. Sorry, Alex, do you mind me asking, just because you're being so honest here, what do you mind me asking, are you a straight man?
Yes, I dabble. Okay, but, I'm straight.
Okay, well, that's bisexual. Done as my point in asking a question. I was going to say if you're a straight man in the situation, but then you dabble, so there's no point in asking the question because you wouldn't be...
I was about to say that to you, Katie.
No,
so you don't even want to hear his opinion now.
You are twisting my words.
I'm
what
not.
I was going to say
you're
is
doing
that,
a good job yourself.
No, you are twisting my words. You are doing what everybody else does. You're twisting words because you don't like what's being
said. Surely I would be more informed.
Alex, what I mean is...
Interest in both.
Alex, what I mean is that I asked if you're a straight man because I would ask then how you would feel if you were Gary in this situation.
But I don't see. I just see people.
That's what I mean.
Okay, so let me ask you then. Let me ask you, Alex. It's been pointed out that your friend is putting herself in danger by not admitting her past, basically.
There is an element of that, Adrian, but it depends on the people she's talking to. But more often than not, they're... I think it may be a 70-30 split where the guys are not impressed, but then sometimes they don't mind. And I think Irish society is changing maybe a little bit towards tolerance.
Okay, so 30%, and I'm sure this is an accurate figure, 30% of guys that she's gotten with in recent years, even though she may not have told them at the very start, don't have a problem with it.
No, they might have an issue, but not as much as that gobshite did at the weekend.
And is that what he is? He's a gobshite for storming off, basically.
He is a homophobic, transphobic piece of shite, Adrian, as far as I'm concerned. And I hope he rots in hell for the way he treated and spoke to her.
And was she upset over the whole thing?
Absolutely, Adrian. But this is a constant battle.
Okay, and I was about to say that. Listening to what you've said, this isn't the first time this has happened.
Oh, no. It's constant. And all she wants in life is to find someone who accepts her. I think that's something we all want in life. And simply because she transitioned, it's a struggle. And I don't think that's fair at all, Adrian.
Okay, so this friend of yours is a woman, has fully transitioned. And that's it. She is a woman. And therefore...
She always has been to me.
Okay, always has. Okay, that's interesting. Always has been. So therefore, she sees no reason, certainly at the start of any sort of relationship or interaction with somebody else, she sees no reason to discuss her past because she's obviously left her past in her past because she is a woman.
Alex, can you not see why somebody, a straight man, would prefer to be told this information before pursuing any kind of intimate...
They only kissed now, Casey. They weren't in bed together.
It doesn't... Yes. Yes.
And let me tell you, if they did end up in bed together, they wouldn't know the difference.
But the point is, he has a right to know the difference. He has a right to know.
A right to know what?
He would be getting into bed with used to be a man. That's a pretty big detail when you're getting intimate with somebody. I think that's something somebody should share. And I think that not sharing it, I think it's underhanded. And I think it's
underhanded.
There's something sinister about that. I think there is something sinister. I think, if you were to tell somebody, if I was a trans man and I was going to sleep with someone, I would rather tell them. And then if they say no, at least I know, look, I'm not wasting my time, this person's not into it. And there's plenty of people out there who wouldn't care, but there are people out there who do care, and there are people out there who have the right to be told something like that before they do anything.
I could semi understand what you were saying maybe pre-transition, Katie, but this is post-transition, and everything this was a major deal for her going through that whole process.
I understand
that. To finally be the woman that she always felt she was, and now she is. And what you're saying is she should ignore everything that has happened to her body, despite the fact she looks and walks.
But the person should have the choice,
and
Alex.
And is a woman.
It doesn't, Alex, it
Katie,
doesn't
please,
matter.
Let me finish my sentence, Katie, please. for all intents and purposes now, for anyone looking from the outside in, she's a woman. She always has been in my eyes. But I'm telling you now,
Now people like you, Katie, she's, and Darren that I'm
like
about
me.
To talk to.
Fuck off, hang on. People like me. Hang on. Sorry, seriously,
want her to
like
justify
me.
Being want a woman.
To, you don't have to justify it. You are a woman now. That's fine. But I think if you're going to get sexually intimate with
nobody was sexually intimate here
okay,
the other night.
But this is yet because this guy was told by someone else. So if you're going to get into sexually intimate with someone, I think you should tell them, you should at least say, are you comfortable with this? Here's my past. It's a big part. And if
well, as Alex just said,
no, hang on, she considers herself a woman and that's fine. She is a woman in you know, legally now she is a woman
that's
and that's great
transitioned
that
that's
fantastic for her. I'm delighted that she has
so patronizing.
No, so I can't win. I cannot
fantastic
win.
For her. Why, on the head.
My I'm goodness. Not. Why go through that entire process and
but
change
the point
your body
is that
dramatically?
This is a part
to
of her story,
tell.
Alex. This is a part of her story. And I hope that she would feel that she has nothing to feel embarrassed about. If she really feels like she is a woman, she has done this, this is her story. Why hide it? Why
she is a woman. She doesn't feel like a woman, Katie. She is a woman.
Alex, why hide it? Why not tell someone?
She's not hiding anything. She doesn't have to say anything to anybody.
She has to say anything.
Because it's a big deal.
Here, I got a message there a moment ago. It's not the same thing, but it says, if you were a married person, is it appropriate to kiss and cuddle before you tell them you're married? Yeah, same thing is the argument.
I don't understand that question.
Well, this person is saying that you perhaps should say you're married before you get off with somebody, but nobody does. They keep it to themselves. They don't admit that they're married before they get with somebody.
Cheating is wrong.
No, that's not the point. Somebody who's married, who's getting with somebody, isn't going to go, oh, hello, I'm married. They're going to keep it to themselves.
Because they're duping that person.
What?
They're duping that person into having sex with them because they know the person probably wouldn't if they knew they were married. So you've just proven my point. Thank you. Mic drop. You've just proven my point.
I must mention as well, Adrian and Katie, the other thing that happens frequently with her is that of the guys that are fine and they form a relationship, when it comes to informing friends or family that they're in the relationship, then that's when things go awry. And that's another sad element of all of this. They're all great for the first few weeks and getting what they want. And then when it comes to informing the friends and the family that they're in a relationship with her, that all ends as well. So it's just a constant battle. And my heart goes out to her. She just, you know, even upsetting me talking about it, to be honest. But I don't know what to say. I mean,
Alex,
just,
I can hear how upset you are, but you have to understand as well, Alex. I mean, you sound like an intelligent guy. You have to understand as well that some people follow the science. Some people don't see it as simplistic as that, you know, women can identify as men and feel like men and whatever else. Some people feel genuinely, and it's not to be hateful and it's not to be disrespectful or rude or cruel or anything, but some people do just think if you're born with a penis, you're a man. If you're born with a vagina,
so you
woman.
Have to justify your existence forevermore.
But they shouldn't
and that's
have
really
to
what she's saying,
feelings.
Alex, isn't it?
This, I mean, she's transitioned, Katie, fully transitioned. What was the point in her doing all of that? For her to sit down at a bar and talk to a fella and say...
It's part of her story. It's part of her history. It's when you're...
Who tells the whole history within 30 seconds of meeting somebody?
It's a bit different. It's a bit different when you're getting intimate with someone, whether they used to have a penis or a vagina. I
if
think that's
time,
a detail.
Let me ask you, when you're on a date with a guy, would you tell him about your sexual history, for example?
If he asked me, I'd have nothing to hide.
No, no, Alex. Would you tell him from the outset?
Well, I'm not duping him into having sex with somebody who once was had different genitalia.
Well,
so
I'm sure he wouldn't want to have a relationship with someone who's had more pricks than a secondhand dartboard, you know?
I cannot believe that we cannot even see it. See that
what
white
are you talking
people
about honestly. I'm just making a point. I mean, this is the extent of what you want her to talk about.
I want. I
you
well,
won't
I,
talk
what,
about your sexual
what
history.
I want. I think.
So
just
listen to what Alex is saying. You want somebody who's standing at a bar and starts kissing somebody to say, by the way, I had sex with 60 men before you, just letting you know. Do you think somebody should do that? No.
That's different.
Absolutely. It's not
That's
different.
That's different because
it's
the same person that I could be hooking up with could have had more. That's different.
Nope.
This is something very intimate.
Where Gary's friend, for all you know, has had one sexual encounter in the past.
All you have done since the podcast started, Adrian, is twist my words,
yep.
Patronise me,
yep.
Talk over me.
Because you're doing a good job yourself.
No.
You're making it really
all
easy
you
for
have
me.
No, all you've done is patronise me and twist my words to make me sound worse than I am. All I'm saying is that this
I
person...
I don't accept people who are transphobic.
No.
That's what you said.
I won't misgender someone. I will give them the respect that they... You know,
but you don't really respect them.
I, I respect them, and I respect that they their story, and respect what they've gone through. But in the end of it all, at the back of it all, my brain will always tell me that a man is a man with a penis who's born with a penis, and a woman is a woman who's born with a vagina. And that is my right. And you or nobody else gets to tell me otherwise. I can be respectful, but I don't have to agree with everything.
Or accept them.
Not about accepting. I accept when I don't misgender people. I'm accepting their story. I'm accepting who they are. No, I'm not. I am going to walk out.
We're going to take a quick break. And Darren, I'll be with you in 1 second. This voice note came in to us. If you want to get your tuppence worth in, send us a WhatsApp very quickly to 085 825 2626.
Katie, I'm with you on this. 100 million%. Born a man, you are a man. Your male organs inside and out, no matter what you do. You can fucking put a dress on a donkey, but it's still a donkey. Male. You're born male, you are a male. It's as simple as that. Which are the way in this one, Katie? 100 million%.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Are you ready for a February midterm break full of magic, enchanting adventures and unforgettable moments at Disneyland Paris? Book now with Abbey Travel and enjoy all that and more for just €107 per person per night at Disney Hotel Cheyenne, including park tickets. Hurry, visit abbeytravel.ie or call 01-804-7185 to book now. Conditions apply.
Every visit to the Virgin Media Playhouse brings amazing offers. Like 500 meg superfast reliable broadband for just €35 a month for 12 months with no activation fee. And that's just for starters. Discover more at virginmedia.ie and switch today. Virgin Media. It's playtime.
T's and C's apply. See virginmedia.ie. Subject to location and availability. New customers only. 12-month contract. 500 meg broadband. €70 thereafter.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Hello, Adrian.
Well, Darren, what do you want to say on this? This guy's been branded a transphobe, a homophobe, because he stormed off when he found out that the woman that he was with, the cracker that he was with, was a trans woman.
I don't blame him, first of all. But is Alex still there, is he?
Alex, are you still there?
Yes, Adrian, I am, yes.
Can I ask Alex a question there?
You can, go on.
He keeps on saying that his friend is a woman, his friend is a woman. What is a woman, tell me?
An adult human female.
Define a woman, Alex.
I know how the definition of a woman go. I know how to
define a woman. Define a woman.
An adult human female is what I say a woman
An adult yeah. human or female that can reproduce. That can reproduce. Can your friend reproduce?
Hold on for a second. Are you aware that people are trapped in the wrong bodies when they're born?
No, I'm not aware. That's in their own problem. But let me ask
you this. Look it up and get an education for yourself.
You can look on up that you want to find. Mm-hmm. What is a woman? An adult female human that can reproduce. And your friend is not able to reproduce, therefore is not a woman. He might think he's a woman. It doesn't mean that he is. And the fact that you're a transphobic man that isn't gay, the rot in hell, that is absolutely disgusting. But because he doesn't agree with you and because your man wouldn't get with your gay friend, he's automatically assumed transphobic.
I've known her for many, many, many years. When we were 8, 9, 10 years old, and always, this was obviously pre-transition, always very effeminate, always...
Well, sorry, it doesn't mean she's a woman. She's born a man. It's a man.
No, yes, you're not understanding. You're not educated by the sound of you. She was trapped in the wrong body. That's a scientific thing that you can go and look up and research all you want.
When I was younger, I wanted to be the Hulk, but my parents didn't give me some spinach and dress me up in green and paint me green. This nonsense about being trapped.
Excuse me, can I speak? You went through a phase. This was something.
And this is a phase. My ideology phase. That's all it is.
Hang on, Darren. Somebody who's fully transitioned is not going through a phase because they have fully transitioned.
The phase, obviously, that's been taken a bit further than the phase. It's been body dysmorphia is classed as a mental illness. Is that or is that not true? It is true.
Yeah, but I mean, is it true? I'm wondering, are you a father?
No, I'm not a father, no. What's that to do with anything?
If you had a son who played with Barbie dolls from a young age...
There's a lot of ifs here.
Well, answer this question. If you had a son who played with Barbie dolls, would you stop him from playing with Barbie dolls?
I would, yeah.
There you go. That's all I needed to know. You're a homophobic, transphobic.
Here we go again. You're calling everyone homophobic, doesn't agree with you.
Why would you stop your son, if you had one, playing with Barbie dolls? Because you'd stop it because you're a homophobe. That's why. Because you don't want to play with.
Hold on a second, Alex. Hold on a second. Just be quiet for a minute. So, because someone doesn't feel comfortable with someone that's trans, they're automatically classed as transphobic. And you do realise what transphobia means. A phobia means to be scared of something. I'm not scared of trans people.
I asked you a very, very simple question there in relation to, now, I know it's a hypothetical, right?
But if you had a son,
would you stop and play with Barbie dolls? That's all I needed to know about you as a person. And I think everyone listening at the moment will understand where I'm coming from there. You're a homophobic transphobic, I don't really care because I don't go into
all this narrative shit about body dysmorphia and all this and being classed as a homophobe
because you don't read up on it. I have to read up on this.
Can I ask you then, Alex,
I want to just put that point to you that a lot of people listening to this can't believe how you can't get your head around why people can't get their head around this, if that makes any sense to you. In other words, have you any appreciation for why some people really, really struggle with this, including that guy, Gary?
Like I said, Adrian, pre-transition, I could understand, because if things got a little further down the road in the bedroom, then you would expect to be told something. But when you go through the transition, which is a very big process, I mean, you have surgical operations, obviously, and you talk to psychologists and everything, just when you've gone through all of that, and to all intents and purposes, to anyone else looking from the outside in, you're a woman, and she's always been a woman to me, then why the hell would you go through all of that, sit down with someone at a bar and say, by the way, you know, before relationships are even forming, it's impossible for her. And my heart goes out to her because let me ask you then, the
impact, and like we said, this isn't the first time that this has happened to her, that somebody has reacted in such a negative way. And that obviously has a very negative impact on her. Were you with her the other night, or did she just tell you the story? How do you know what happened?
I was there. I saw the reaction. I mean, we're a group of friends, Adrian, and we'd always kind of, you know, she does get an awful lot of attention, and it's not surprising if you saw it. But we're always a little bit nervous of a reaction. But this guy, it didn't take a lot. It was only after a few minutes, and they started snogging. It was all very quick. And then, of course, it was one of the girls or someone who knew her informed the word in Gary's ear, and he just absolutely lost his shit, Adrian. And the words he was calling her, and the names he was calling her, and I mean, no woman should be treated like that at all. His reaction, I worried for her at a certain point when he was picking up pint glasses and stuff, you know, and I was wondering where they're going to end up heading her direction.
And did you think they were?
Yeah, I think if his friends hadn't just stepped in and the bouncers pulled him aside, and I think things could have come to a head. We've been there before.
Yeah, that would have looked really good for Gary assaulting a woman in a nightclub.
That's not okay. That's vile. Woman or man, no matter what, it doesn't give you the right to assault someone. I can understand he was probably shocked, though. But Alex, I do find it problematic and very concerning that you are playing the victim, on behalf of your friend, playing the victim mentality. Poor her.
But that's a fact.
Adrian, stop that's talking a fact. Over me for a second.
You said earlier on, Katie, that you respect people who are trans.
Just go outside. Well, I go outside and have a cigarette.
You said you respect people who are trans, and then you're just not.
No, it's nothing to do with that.
What do you expect from her, Katie? I expect someone
to tell the truth about something like that. I expect someone to be open and honest. When does she say that?
When she starts chatting?
Alex. Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
Yes.
So she's standing at the bar and some guy says to her, can I buy you a drink? Well, hang on for a second.
Yeah, I think you
hang on for a second.
Themselves. I think you should, yeah. Unless, you know, you're in a particular bar where, you know, people are... of the same persuasion, but when you're talking to somebody who is a straight man, or you, who you can assume is a straight man. No, Alex, stop.
We're only welcoming gay bars. Is that right?
That's exactly what you're saying, Katie. That is exactly what you're saying.
You are twisting my words. If I assume someone is a straight man, if somebody is obviously, to me, if he was up all over me and I'm a woman and I look crack and blah, 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 I would assume he's a straight man. I think at that point, you should be honest. I think it's the decent thing to do.
Alex, hang on a second.
I've listened to you for the last 10 minutes.
She's not interested in women. No. She's not interested in gay men. She wants straight men.
Yes. And straight men want straight women. Or sorry, real women.
Not all of them.
Some straight men want women.
Earlier, Alex said 30% of people.
She is a woman.
She is now.
What more do you want?
Exactly. She is now.
She wasn't always, and that is a massive, massive factor when you're going to get into it.
She is now, Katie, and she was at the weekend.
I met a girl recently. At one stage, she was as flat as a pancake, and now she's a fine set of boobs.
Adrian, I will laugh.
False advertising.
And I'll smile, and I'll do everything, and we'll have the laughs. But today, you have, Adrian, you've really, really, no, just, and you're going to talk over me again. You've disgusted me.
No, because I'm going
today.
to go to Lorraine. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. What did you want to say?
Why is everyone talking over Katie and not letting her get her point across?
Because Adrian is being... Adrian, you know what you're doing today. You're trying to wind me up and it's
working. Being really, really patronising towards it.
Yeah.
No,
all
no.
She said was
you have talked
you
over
are,
me
though,
all the
you're
time.
You are, though. You're not letting her speak.
You've told me that I'm this, that and the other, but you're not letting me finish
you're
my...
You're doing a good enough job
not,
yourself.
But you are saying I'm this, that and the other, and you're not giving me long enough to make my point to prove that it's not that.
Okay, Lorraine, what did you want to say?
I totally agree with Katie. I think it should be told. It's completely different. She was originally born a man.
We're all aware of this.
Yeah, okay. Why is it so wrong for her to turn around then and say, look, before we go any further, I'm just letting you know and letting that bloke make up his own mind.
What happens in a couple of weeks, Adrian?
In a couple of weeks if he finds out and he goes and kills her?
Okay, here's the fact of it, yeah? This guy is trying to get with somebody. He's out on a Saturday night. Young lads all want to get with girls. And he sees this cracker in the bar. And he goes for it. And he ends up snogging her. Should she have said it before he even looked at her? Should she have said it? Where should she have said this?
She could have said it when she seen them. Like when they had their first kiss, or she could see it was going somewhere. She should have told them. I just think these are all playing the victim for her. And your friend Alex on the phone, these are all playing this victim mentality. What about the poor
that
bloke?
Sorry, Lorraine. That was my point before Adrian started talking over me. And that's what he's going to do again, because I don't know. He's been very aggressive today.
Very aggressive.
You are being very aggressive to me today, and I'm not liking it.
No, I'm really regurgitating the facts of what you're saying.
Aggressive. And you're taking stuff I'm saying, and I don't care what anyone says.
Alex.
There you go again.
Alex, you've heard the same thing that I have, is that right?
Absolutely. The transphobia and the homophobia is coming through loud and clear, and it's not just from Katie, but from a lot of people.
Alex, can I ask a question?
Go on.
Can I ask a question? What makes me transphobic or homophobic? Because I want her to actually say who she is from the start. But that makes me homophobic or transphobic, does it?
When and why? She's a fully
Because she was born
woman.
A male. She was born so, a male what, and transsexual.
So hang on, Lorraine, yes, that's what I was about to say. Lorraine, you and Katie want this woman nearly to walk into every bar wearing a T-shirt saying, I used to be a man.
That's not what I said, Adrian, and now you're twisting my words. Why can't she?
That's
she kissed that bloke. So
he'll start talking over you as well, Lorraine. To be under no illusion, he'll start talking over you to make. And he'll
All I said was she should have informed them all that
okay,
she was
so,
born.
Alex is asking the question: when and why?
Because she was born a male. She's transitioned to a female. It is only fair that she tells the person she's snogging her actual history.
Okay, I used to be bald.
I used to have a beard.
Then I got a hair transplant and now have a fine head of hair.
It's completely different.
I don't know. There's no getting through to you.
It's a massive part of a sexual thing. It is a massive
Alex,
part
Alex, I'm going to leave the final word on this to you.
Of course you will.
Alex, your message to people listening to this conversation today about your friend, who, as I said, we've gone out of our way to make sure your friend is not identified. Thank you for that. Even the fellow that she got with the other night has not been identified either. What is your message and what do you want to say to people who, whether we like it or not, are transphobic.
I think we need to be a more tolerant society in Ireland and understand that people were born trapped in the wrong bodies. We're all aware of that. And my friend is a stunning woman, and all she wants is companionship and love from another male, a straight male. And I don't think that's too much to ask for. This is fully a transitioned woman, by the way, Adrian. Mm-hmm. And a whole process was endured to get to the stage where she's at now, whereby she feels comfortable in her own skin and feels that she doesn't need to elaborate on her history. I think a fully transitioned person has every right to live the life that the way they've always wanted, and Irish people should be more tolerant.
And a straight man has every right to know if a woman he's hooking up with had a penis before, Alex. Let's end it there, because I'm sure the both of you are going to start talking over me. It's as simple as that.
Your transphobia and homophobia. Alive and
goodbye.
Well in Ireland.
Goodbye.
Alex, thank you very much indeed for talking
thank
to
you,
us on
Adrian.
Opinions Matter. Thank you. Let me bring in some more of your voice notes before we wrap this up. Damien.
Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that all the people that are supporting Katie are the people who support sending the immigrants home. What does that tell you?
You want to respond
tells
to that?
Tells me we have a problem with immigration in this country, Damien.
No, but she said the same people.
People who are probably looking at things really and probably not. People who are probably honest about their what they're seeing. Instead of Adrian, who I know for a fact, and don't talk over me for a second. I know for a fact that everything I said today you agreed with, but I know you have to play this
I
part.
I agree with her.
You've got
no,
an end
I certainly
game
do
here.
Not.
You've got an end game.
No, I'm,
you can
certainly
say what you want.
Not.
You've got an end game.
Neil.
Adrian, I'm beginning to yoga. I'm fucking wonky in the head you are, Adrian. I swear to God. I'm just wondering, do you know what a woman is, Adrian? Because if they can reproduce, no matter what they've changed into, a fully woman or what, if they can reproduce, they're not a fucking woman. Adrian, sorry pal, but you're going off the wall.
Neil, that's the most horrible thing I ever heard you say. A person who can't reproduce is not a woman. That's what he said. A woman who can't reproduce
people
is not a woman.
Like that. That's the most horrible thing I've heard you ever say.
So
go
a woman
away,
who's sterilised isn't a woman. Seriously, Neil.
I don't think
Dave.
Hey guys, great show. As usual, Katie, you're 100% right on this one, and I think it's kind of a bit shite the way they're actually talking over you there and not letting you speak. Let her fucking speak, lads. We listen.
All right, Dave, thank you. And Sarah.
Yeah, lads, yous are all picking on Katie there. Like, yous have your own opinion, right? And yous are forcing it and pushing on her, basically to try and change her mind of how she feels and what her opinion is about it. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. And if yous don't like it, fuck off.
Thanks, Sarah.
On a serious note,
Katie, I have to counteract everything.
You are so
I have to counter you. I have to counteract everything you've been
so
saying today.
Fucking rude.
Go on, say
it's
what you want to say.
No,
go on.
Go on.
I'll shut up.
King Adrian takes the floor again. Go on.
I'll shut up. Go on.
No,
go
say
on.
What you were going to say. I'm waiting for it. Go on.
I have to counteract everything that you were saying on this show today. My job is to balance the conversation, and some of the things that you said, I think, are dreadful. Listen back to the podcast.
No, some of the things I said you think were dreadful because you didn't give me a time. You did not give me time or space. No, I haven't shut up because you keep talking over me. Now, I'll tell you one thing, and I'll tell you this, and I'm being deadly serious here. I will go on this podcast again with you when you apologise for, one, making me out to be transphobic. Yeah. When you apologise for branding me as both transphobic and homophobic, because I am neither. I said I agree with science. It doesn't mean that
I'll
be disrespectful.
You've done a good enough job yourself. Let people decide for themselves. Listen to the podcast.
And we're going to have you're going to have to fucking look for someone new. And I'm not joking. Going on with you again. I am not going on like to be
thank you
over
for
again
listening
like that
to this latest Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please share it onto your own social media. Click subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification each time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian. That was Katie. We'll catch you on the next one.
Before you tuck into this podcast, take a moment to think about John Stone Premium Irish Dry-Aged Beef. Sourced from family-owned farms, fed on lush green grass, and aged to perfection by our master butchers. And not just John Stone beef, think about our delicious West Coast lamb and Atlantic smoked salmon. Use promo code JSBDO at johnstonebeef.com for free delivery anywhere in Ireland. John Stone. A lifetime in the making.